So, this definitely isn't me forgetting that I didn't record an episode. I had a really good episode planned out. I guess I'll push it to next week. I got distracted with the Michigan game, and then after they completely blew it, I didn't want to do anything else the rest of the day, so I'll just get the picks in. Already picked the Thursday game, picked it correctly, I might add, with the Packers taking the dub. All right, let's start off. Panthers of Falcons first. This is a tough game to pick. I think both of these teams are good, bad teams. And I lean towards maybe the Panthers just being bad now. Sam Darnold looks like complete shit. The Falcons' offense is very interesting. I really like Kyle Pitts. He has been incredible the last couple of weeks. And really, for that reason, I'm gonna pick the Falcons. And the Panthers' defense is pretty good, but their offense is just atrocious right now. I just can't picture them scoring enough points to win. The Falcons also like to give away games, so could be one of those, but I'm gonna pick the Falcons. Dolphins, Bills, easy Bills. They were one of the best teams in football right now. If the Dolphins somehow win that game, I would be mind blown. 49ers, Bears. This is a tricky game. Matt Nagy is not going to coach. He will not be the head coach, so I think that might be an advantage for the Bears. He is so bad. The 49ers are surprisingly bad, but they've lost a lot of close games. Before that Colts game where they just got destroyed, their previous three games they had lost by a combined, I believe it was 17 points. So they're a weird team. I want to pick them simply because I picked them to make the playoffs preseason. I thought they were going to be pretty good. The Bears' offense is just so bad, but the defense is actually good. And I don't know if the 49ers, their offense definitely isn't good. Their defense is okay. They're favored by 4 points, actually, which I don't know. I'm going to pick the 49ers just because that's what I want to happen. Actually, part of me wants the Bears to win it in a blowout. No, that's not true. That's not true. I can't even. I just think Matt Nagy's so bad. I think it would be really funny if they won when he wasn't there. But also, them losing in a blowout would be very good because then maybe the Bears talk themselves into thinking Matt Nagy's actually a decent coach. That'd be fun too. Steelers, Browns, I guess Baker's gonna play, even though from what I've seen, he cannot move his left arm, which he's a right-handed quarterback, so he doesn't need it to throw, obviously, but your left arm is still kind of important in your throwing motion, and he definitely doesn't have his normal throwing motion because he has no range of motion. Really interested to see how he plays in this one. It is in Cleveland. And I would like to see them win. So for that reason, I'm gonna pick them to win. But I actually think the Steelers are gonna win. But I don't wanna have to root for the Steelers to win for my picks to hit. So I'm gonna pick the Browns type of game. Eagles, Lions. I think this is the Lions' first win. I picked them previously to beat the Bengals. I was wrong about that. The Bengals are actually a legitimately good team. They are not the Bengals of old. The Eagles, however, are not very good. Their offense is terrible. I think Nick Sirianni is one of the worst coaches in the NFL. He has no idea what he's doing. And the Lions want to win bad. They play hard. They're 0-7. They suck, but they do play hard. And the Eagles are the team that's going to fall to them. Titans, Colts. This is a very interesting game. Titans took the first matchup. They've been playing really well. The Colts have kind of turned it on a bit. The offense is still so-so. Jonathan Taylor is incredible. Carson Wentz is still very much Carson Wentz. I said on Twitter that he is my favorite quarterback to watch that I would never want on my team. He is a disaster waiting to happen, and it is incredible to watch. And when he's good, he's very good. I think Frank Reich has not been swept by Mike Vrabel yet. They took over the same season. think Frank Reich is a very good coach. I think Mike Vrabel is a very good coach. I think the Titans... I think the Titans are the better team. I think they have the better offense and possibly the better defense, but I really like the Colts defense. I think if any defense is going to slow down Derrick Henry, nobody's going to stop him at this point. He's a fucking monster. But if anybody's going to slow him down, I think it's the Colts defense. And I kind of just like them to win in a weird game. I'm going to pick the Colts. Bengals, Jets. I'm going to take the Bengals, obviously. The Jets suck, and the Bengals, like I said, are very legit. I think this might be a Joe Mixon type of game. Simply because I think the Bengals are going to get up early and stop throwing the ball as much, so Joe Mixon might actually finally get some carries. I think he deserves some more work this year. Rams, Texans. Obviously the Rams, one of the best teams in football. The Texans suck. Patriots, Chargers. I think this is a game the old Chargers would lose. And I don't want them to be the old Chargers. And I don't think they are. Herbert kind of laid a stinker against the Ravens. I like them to come off of a bye week and perform really well against a decent Patriots team. I think they are a bad, good team. I think everybody understands what I mean when I say that. Defense is okay. Kind of question them giving up Stephon Gilmore. I think he'd be a nice piece to add on to this defense. That's not terrible. But Bill Belichick does not pay players. So, bye-bye, Stephon. Like the Chargers in this one. Jaguars, Seahawks. I like the Jags to win this one. I think Geno Smith is just Geno Smith. I think Russell Wilson has covered up a lot of the Seahawks' problems over the years, and now we are seeing what the Seahawks really are. And I think they are in-game. I just don't like Pete Carroll as a coach. I think he's far too conservative. I think Trevor Lawrence has been playing better recently. I liked the Jags to win, catch a dub against the Seahawks. Seahawks are favored by 3.5. I'd take that bet. Washington Broncos. Two teams that I thought maybe would be better than they are. I definitely thought Washington was going to be better. I thought their defense would continue the success they had last year. They have not. They've been terrible. Taylor Heineke he's a fun quarterback to watch. He's another guy that I like watching, but I would never want on my team. Like Teddy, I think, is probably the better quarterback, but far less fun to watch. I really have no idea who I think is going to win this one. I'm going to come back to that one. I'm going to circle. I'm going to think on that. Buccaneers, Saints. The Saints are 4-2, and I just do not think they are very good. Their offense is putrid. The defense is good. Defense is legit good. I love Alvin Kamara, but they just have no wide receivers. And Jameis. He's not going to make the wide receivers look better. He's not a guy that really elevates talent. I like the Bucs in this one. Cowboys, Vikings. This is an interesting game. Vikings are 3-3. They're actually favored by 3 points. It's a little bit surprising to me. Cowboys are one of my favorite teams to watch right now, which is crazy for me to say because I typically despise the Cowboys, but they are just so fun. I like them in this game. Move on to Monday Night Football, Giants-Chiefs. This game, I do not know how this made it to Monday Night Football. Obviously, they thought the Chiefs would be better. I don't know why they would ever put the Giants on Monday Night Football. Well, actually, I do. They're a New York market. And the Lions somehow got a primetime game this year, so I guess I shouldn't talk too much shit. I like the Chiefs in this one. If they lose, I'm definitely selling Chiefs stock. They do have some issues. Their offense is just not what it has been in the past. The defense is pretty much what it was in the past. It's not very good, and the offense just isn't covering up for that right now. I think this might be a get-right game for them. I like the Chiefs. Circle back to that Washington Broncos game. You know what? I'm taking Washington. Just because I want to see that happen. Go get a dub, Taylor. Alright. Adios. Better episode next week, I swear.